kick out the Tory entryists Robin Clapp, Southwest Socialist Party. We've got to stop talking about austerity. It doesn't get us anywhere, and it doesn't mean anything. Labour needs to boost its standing with business and reinforce trust in its economic competence. This must include a commitment to ban the word austerity. The comments of a jaded journalist offering perjured counsel to Corbyn, perhaps. Malicious advice from George Osborne, trying to talk up Britain's supposed economic recovery at the new leader's expense. Tories in disguise. No. Here's another clue I got it at all these hustings, often people coming up to me saying, oh, you know, if only people had been anti-austerity we would have won the election. That's bollocks. That's not supported by the evidence. And the SNP didn't win because of austerity, that again is a total myth. These are actually the words of Dehud, new Labour Exeter MP Ben Bradshaw, reported in the Western Morning News on the 30th of September. Never mind Trojan horses in the parliamentary Labour Party looking to overthrow Corbyn through devious displays of disloyalty. Even Caesar's assassins Cassius and Brutus showed more subtlety than Bradshaw's Guide to the Art of Political Murder. Jeremy Corbyn has been a spectacular lightning rod for exposing all the pent-up fury at what the Tories have done to us since 2010. Bradshaw and his ilk have long aided and abetted Cameron's war on the poor. Now he even seeks to deny that austerity exists. Jeremy Corbyn. What better argument for mandatory resurrection of Labour MPs? Bradshaw and the local clique of councillors around him spent the last few weeks in their constituency bunker ruling out dozens of enthusiastic leadership voters. These exclusions allegedly include people whose only crime was not to answer their door to a party canvasser last May, and so could not be considered one of us. Jeremy must give genuine socialists in the Labour Party the mechanisms to kick the Tory entryists out once and for all.